We really want to warmly welcome all of our sisters and brothers from the Kurdish group and to show our solidarity with the people of Rojava. So we believe that there is a speaker from the Kurdish Solidarity Group that might want to come and take the mic. We would really love and welcome you to come and express some words about what's happening with your people right now. You are so welcome.
Friends, comrades, we, the Kurdish community and our friends, have been marching through the streets of London to condemn the illegal, unprovoked invasion of northeast Syria by the Turkish state. We are here to say that the Turkish state and its illegal invasion will not only cause the resurgence of ISIS, the ISIS that was defeated by the Syrian Democratic Forces with 11,000 martyrs. The ISIS that was defeated with tens of international volunteers, including 8 who joined from Britain. And this illegal fascist invasion will not only cause the resurgence of ISIS, it won't only cost the lives of millions of Kurdish people. It also intends to crush the beautifully inspiring system that has been implemented there since 2012, built on the principles of direct democracy, social ecology and women's liberation. A system that says that democracy, a representative democracy alone is not enough. And a system that says that the very root of all domination is patriarchy, so a society cannot be free without women's liberation. A society and a society that cannot be free. A society that it says that a society cannot be free without dismantling all forms of domination, including our hierarchical relationship with the nature around us. So without social ecology, without women's liberation, and without direct democracy, none of us are free, comrades. And we don't have to look too far to see what the Turkish state does when it illegally invades people's lands. In January 2018, the Turkish state, with its allied ground jihadi forces, invaded the peaceful city of Afrin. And in a couple of months, it killed 1,000 people and caused the displacement of 300,000 people, comrades. And this place that had a population of 800,000 people was one of the most peaceful and stable parts of Syria during the bloody civil war. And we don't have to look too far to see the deep racist, fascist hatred the Turkish state has towards the Kurdish people. In 2015, the Turkish army razed at least 10 towns and cities, 10 Kurdish towns and cities in the southeast of its own country to the ground. And all of this, they use the pretext of the so-called fight on terror. Now apparently, people fighting for direct democracy, ecology and women's liberation are by default terrorists for these people. So we are here to say that stopping and reversing this fascist invasion is all of our struggle. Because if ISIS re-emerge, if millions of Kurdish people are killed, and if this inspiring system is crushed, and because of all of this, if this contributes to the international refugee crisis, because contrary to popular belief, these people don't want to leave their homes. They leave because they have to. And already in 2 days, 70,000 people have been displaced across northern Syria. And this is all of our struggle, comrades. And we have fought before, we have defeated ISIS before, we have crushed their caliphate before, and the Kurdish people and their friends will resist once again, and we will win, and we will be victorious. Sacrifices for decades to ever give up now. And many people use this quite defeatist quote that says the Kurdish people have no friends but the mountains. We don't believe this. The real resistors of Kurdistan do not believe this. We know that we have friends all around the world who will struggle with us. Struggle is won. So we want to make one major call that on Sunday the 13th of October, this Sunday in a couple of days, we are calling for a mass mobilization to reverse and stop this fascist Turkish invasion. The gathering point will be 1 p.m. BBC right here actually, and we call on you all to please tell everyone you know, because once again, while we see the rise of fascist leaders all around the world, we must remind ourselves of the defeat of fascism in the 30s. We must remind ourselves that we, if we are not one, that we cannot defeat. It's not inevitable, the defeat of fascism. The defeat of fascism comes with the people resisting and the people uniting against this evil. Let's do the chant we do all the time, because I think most people like it, and we will continue to struggle all together for a beautifully just world, because if it's liberation for all, if it isn't liberation for all, then it's liberation for no one, and this is our motto. But let's chant this all together to send our voices all the way to the resisting people of northeast Syria. Because I just want to remind you that particularly during the Kobani resistance, after our resisting friends and families and comrades, after they defeated the evil of ISIS in Kobani, they said, when they saw people rise up against around the world against this evil, this is what gave them the morale to fight and continue, and they defeated ISIS and they were victorious. So let's chant all together. Wake up, London!
Wake up, London!
Which essentially brings together in one slogan what the Kurdish people and the Kurdish freedom movement are fighting for. So should we do that one too? Jen, Jian, Azadi!
Jen!